490 days, and we will have a discussion about how to retake our democracy in the city of Milwaukee. That discussion will not only ripple across Lake Michigan, it will ripple across the world.
That's the DNC chairman Perez talking about the fact that the Democrats have chosen to locate their convention for the 2020 presidential race in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're going to take it to a state that Hillary Clinton chose not to visit, which helped hand the presidency to Donald Trump. The Democrats going to Milwaukee. Boy, you could just hear the excitement in Democrat voices all over the country going, oh, my gosh, we get to go spend the summer in Milwaukee. I don't know that where you spend your time and money with a convention helps move the dial. The problem the Democrats are going to have is that all their craziness is going to be on parade for Michiganlanders, Wisconsiners in that region to see the Ocasio-Cortez.
Just how crazy they are. And again, Perez is a socialist, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, socialist. You know, there's a connection between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Knoxville, Tennessee, if you can believe it.
Yeah, and Breitbart, written by Michael Patrick Leahy, did a great story yesterday detailing this scam. I mean, these are social justice grifters, as you've termed them.
Now, that's a good term.
That are out there, you know, scooping in money, putting it into their own pockets under the auspices of creating political candidates to go out there and change the world. And, I don't know if you've seen this video, this AOC video.
Yeah.
Of literally, they did a casting call.
Yes.
And selected candidates based upon them sending in their video resumes to find people who had the right looks, and that the campaigns were going to be run by the Democratic Party, by the social justice warriors, and that they really didn't expect most of these people to win. They just wanted the telegenic young candidates that would look good, and that they would, you know, like puppets, say exactly what they were told to say, or the crazy loony stuff that we see from Ocasio-Cortez that they actually believe. And this was being run out of Knoxville, Tennessee. So you've got Knoxville, Tennessee as this epicenter of the social justice Democrats, left-wing extremist warriors running about 16, 17 congressional races around the country from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, which,
and then
by the
you've
way,
got
is
this
probably
SPLC making the epicenter of let's indoctrinate another generation of kids, Williamson County, Tennessee.
Yeah. So the derivation of this story is fascinating. So this guy, Saikat Chakrabarty, who is now the chief of staff for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This guy came to Tennessee because he was pals with a fellow by the name of Corbin Trent from Morristown. Corbin was the 2016 Bernie Sanders Tennessee coordinator. He has a long and checkered past, shall we say. He's a guy that went to the American Culinary Institute in New York, came back. That's $30,000 a year, by the way. Came back, started a food truck called Crazy Good Burgers in Morristown.
So you get to get an advanced culinary degree, so you can come back and open up a hamburger food truck?
Yeah, yeah. So after operating for less than a year, it mysteriously had a fire. Had a fire in like 2013.
I wonder how much he collected with the insurance. Anyway, AOC and her team, this social justice grifter, Corbin Trent, operating out of Knoxville, Tennessee. We've got some details that we're going to add to the story today. Breitbart did a great piece yesterday. Again, Michael Patrick Leahy doing that story. We're going to follow up on that today with a few more details and a picture of the inside of this open office where they were operating a super PAC, congressional
two
offices.
Two super PACs.
And this
two PACs,
this scheme.
Two PACs, two private companies where the PAC money was given to. Most of it went to these over $1 million went to these two private companies controlled by, wait for it, Saikat Chakrabarty, right?
Who's now the chief of staff for Alexandria.
And none of those expenditures were reported. They were called quote, strategic consulting, but we don't know where it was really spent. And there were 12, count them, 12 congressional campaigns run out of that office, and there's no walls in there. We're going to put a picture of this up in our story tonight on it at the Tennessee Star. No walls. And, of course, according to a federal election law, if you're sharing space between a PAC and a congressional campaign, there must be firewalls or so-called walls of separation. None, just totally open space there.
615-737-9522 if you want to join us on the phone lines. Why do you think Tennessee is the epicenter of this social justice warrior base? Again, you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, this extreme liberalism targeting Williamson County schools.
Yeah.
You have these justice warriors locating their headquarters in Knoxville, Tennessee. Why are they making Tennessee the target point for their efforts? Greg is on the line with us. Greg, you're on the Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Michael Patrick Leahy. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
I just want to ask you, I haven't heard anything about this on Fox or on conservative talk radio, but I saw a very interesting podcast on YouTube a couple of days ago where this guy was making the point, and he had some very solid video and information that AOC is an actress that she auditioned for the part of being a congressman and was selected in 2016. And one of the reasons she sounds so dumb when she goes off script is that she's been fed information from two different people. I can't remember their names. But
Sycott, Chuck Robarty, and Corbin Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, okay. And apparently there was a casting call that was sent out, and thousands applied, and they did submit their videos, and they picked the ones that they thought could be the most manipulated and could act the part. They really apparently didn't expect to win, and that's why they were doing these kind of financial schemes. And with her winning, that's what's caused scrutiny into the financing.
Exactly.
That they really didn't
expect. They didn't expect that.
Greg, we're going to post up at Tennessee Star. I'll repost that video because you're exactly right. When she goes off script, it's like a lot of other actors and actresses.
Yeah, they can
sound great when they're in the role.
It's a train
but
wreck.
When they're off script and have to actually talk like and reveal their actual knowledge. I mean, look at Alyssa Milano, who's in the news this week again claiming that she's transgender and black and Hispanic and all these other things.
These
liberal actors and actresses cannot go off script and sound the least bit smart because, well, they're not. They can memorize lines. So beyond that, there is no intellectual capability, and I think that's the same thing with AOC. You're right, she's an actress, and when they supply her with a carefully scripted communications message, she can deliver it and look earnest and honest and energetic and passionate, but there's no there.
So, Greg, you make a good point, and let me point out where these casting calls took place in person. It was right there at 714 South Gay Street, in Knoxville, where Sycott Chakrabarty and Corbin Trent from Morristown together formed a group called a Brand New Campaign LLC, controlled by Chakrabarty. They leased this two-floor, 3,500-square-foot open space area in downtown Knoxville in March of 2017 and immediately began the auditions. And so the report is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez flew in or came down to Knoxville and did her audition there, and they liked what they saw. And then what happened is they had this cattle call of all these auditions folks coming in, and she was one of them. And they ended up selecting 12 candidates. And all of the paperwork was filed by the team of Justice Democrats, the PAC, and they listed 714 South Gay Street as a headquarters for Alexandria Ocasio's campaign, Ocasio-Cortez's campaign in May of 2017, and 11 others between May and July. Here's what's interesting, Greg, about that. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who now represents the 14th Congressional District in New York, Bronx, and Brooklyn, has listed since May of 2017 until November 20th of 2018. Her campaign headquarters were listed with the Federal Election Commission records as 714 South Gay Street in Knoxville, even though they weren't there anymore after March of 2018.
I'm going to post up that video for folks to see. Tennessee Star on Facebook. Tennessee Star on Facebook. And Greg, you're exactly right. These people answered a casting call much like you would a reality show. And that's really what this is. This is a reality show. They have cast people in these roles, and this isn't the first time they've done it. They also did it 2 years ago in Virginia, where they did the same sort of thing. They assembled a cast of characters to run for state legislative positions, state House, state Senate, and with a lot of money and people that nobody had ever heard of, they were able to capture, nearly capture control of the Virginia legislature. And this is an election year there. And the question is going to be whether folks will take it back. Greg, thanks for your call. 615-737-9522. The Club for Growth is going after Bill Haslam. He's thinking about running for the U.S. Senate for the seat being vacated by Lamar Alexander. Well, the Club for Growth sending a warning shot across his bow. We'll let you hear their new ad in just a moment.